you very much, Cheryl. This is Brenda. Welcome to ATX Leadership Conversation. And Pat, it looks like your line needs to be muted, please. And today's call is taking place on August 5th, 2019 at 1900 UTC. And the leadership attending the call are Cheryl, Pat, and Sebastian. We have apologies from Osvaldo and Jennifer. Attending from ICANN.org is Nagar and Brenda, and technical writer Bernie is joining the call. Today's call is recorded. I'd like to remind you to state your name before speaking, and I'll turn the call over to our co-chairs, Cheryl and Pat. Thank you.
Great. Okay. Let's see. Very light turn up today, unfortunately, but we did have our agenda pretty well preset. I think we might just adjust it slightly by also adding in a very brief review of the survey questions if Bernie's in agreement with that. But we'll come to that when we get to that part of our agenda. So in assuming that Sebastian hasn't got an update to his statement of interest, we can probably skip the usual administrivia. Just type it in if we've got any changes. I'm unaware that we've got much in the way of action items that we need to cover for this group. All the action items would, I think, be relevant to our upcoming normal meeting. So we'll leave that till then. I guess, Sebastian, if you've got an update from the board work, then feel free to share it. If not, we can skip item two of today's agenda as well. This will be a record quick one. Sebastian, over to you.
Yeah, thank you, Cheryl. Not too much to share an update, but I guess Osvaldo was in touch with staff to help us to organize a work team meeting as a proposal date and hour was not convenient for staff and I guess for others. And I hope that it was done. And if not, it's an official request that you help us to organize a meeting of our group, please, board group. Thank you.
Okay, thanks for that, Sebastian. Nagar, I know Jennifer's on a day off today. I'm assuming you'll take a note on that and the magic will then happen.
Yes, yeah, sure, we'll do. It's in progress, but I'll make sure we provide an official update on that.
Fantastic. Thanks for that. Okay, so Sebastian, it's one of those, they're getting to it and it'll all happen. Sooner, hopefully, rather than later. Fantastic. Okay, well, in record time, we can come to our main feast for today, which is just to review the agenda for August 7. This was pretty much planned to be a rinse and repeat of the usual administration ones and to have the bulk of the time devoted to going through the ATRT2 implementation assessment documents, which is what we agreed last week, and everyone should be prepared. I'm assuming, and we've got Bernie on the call, so we'll get him. Welcome, Michael. I'll just come back to you in a moment. We'll get him to Bernie just to confirm where we're up to with all of that, knowing that we will have one outstanding predicted, and that is from Jacques, who I believe has said to Bernie he'll be filling his ATRT2 implementation assessment in on Tuesday when he returns from vacation. So we know we're up to there. Pat, the only thing I would suggest we might want to consider, very brief review on the agenda for 7th of August, is to just bring everyone up to speed very briefly on the survey questions. I believe, and again, I'll ask Bernie to speak to that in a minute, by the call on the 7th that we should have the questions out, the small groups been meeting at, remember, and they finished their work over the weekend with Bernie. But Bernie probably would have a sample available in the survey tool by then. But let me ask Bernie on two counts. First of all, what what, if anything's outstanding on the RT2 implementation assessment, other than sharks that we know, and whether or not he thinks 5 minutes or so could or should be spent just bringing everyone up to speed for little more than a sign off on the survey, so that we can get our surveys out to the various groups as planned. Bernie?
Oh, thank you. On ATRT2, we are missing Liu and KC, and we haven't seen either of them for a little while. I don't have an email address for KC, so if someone can shoot that to me, I'll certainly write to her. I have written to Liu, and I have not gotten a response, so I don't know if he's on holidays. But this being said, that means there are only 4 questions outstanding out of the 39-odd questions. So we're certainly in very good shape to go through those on Wednesday's call.
Okay, that's pretty good. And if needs be, I think, look, if you can follow up on a last-ditch moment email with KC, well, in fact, do it with all of them, Bernie, but it looks like you'll be getting KC's email from Brenda momentarily. And make sure anything to Lou is also copied to his staff. I'm sure you would be doing that anyway. But thanks for that. If needs be, we will pick up the slack and just run them anyway. You know, that's not a thing. Vanda, just noting that Lou is one of the outstandings for his questions. Bernie's written to him over the weekend. I don't know whether you want to remind him separately or not, but we'll just fill him in as a group activity if needs be, because we can't hold up on that work, I'm afraid. I'm assuming you're not disagreeing, Pat. You'd tell me pretty quickly if you were, but...
No disagreement.
You're muted.
No disagreement.
Okay, thanks, Pat. You'll type at me. He will type at me very quickly if I ever get anything wrong, I can assure you, people. Okay, so if we then ask you about time for the survey, Bernie, and then we can come back and get some info from Vanda and Michael, if relevant.
Thank you. Yes, so worked with the review group this weekend to complete the survey questions. We've got a good draft. It's not in the tool, but I think it's fairly well-structured to easily go into the tool once we hand it over to our people that can take care of that. I would say we probably need half an hour to go through those. I think once people get a hang of what we're trying to do, we probably can get through it fairly quickly, but it's not going to be 10 minutes. My experience is probably okay. 30 minutes. And since it's ready, I would suggest that give me the okay to distribute this by email so people can have a look at it.
Okay, so Pat, how about unless the others object, we replace for the agenda on the 7th of August, we won't take any work party items for plenary attention, so that will gain us that little bit of time. And we have item 3 as a listed as a brief overview of survey material.
I think that works.
All right. So Michael and Vanda and Sebastian as the work party leaders on today's call, are you all comfortable with, and Daniel, welcome all of you. Are you all comfortable with not doing your usual updates on the call on the 7th of August, but taking the time we'd normally devote to that and all going through the survey questions? So Michael's a yes, Vanda's a yes. Okay. and I mean, we all heard me and Echo then. Daniel's a big green tick. So, Sebastian, unless you object, then I think we're good to go with that. All right, so we'll just change that as a as an action item now. That'll take, you know, 20 to 30 minutes. I can live in hope, can't I, Bernie? And, yes, I think sending it out in advance is a good idea. Noting, please, Bernie, that it will be being put into the tool by someone else, so we'll all get to see it in its tooled form before it goes live. Because at the moment, obviously, it's just text. All right, then. Well, let's loop back, noting we had started the call before several of you arrived. So Michael or Vanda or Daniel, if there's anything you want to let us know about on today's call, now's the opportunity. Let me scroll up. Nothing from Daniel. I'm assuming Michael and Vanda would let us know if they wanted to. Great. Okay. Michael's nothing. No updates since Wednesday. Fantastic. Okay. And Vanda would let us know if she did. Terrific. Okay. So in that case, we can get that agenda out as soon as possible. It's a 23. What's the call time on Wednesday? It's my evening one, I think. 2100 UTC. Is that it? No, that's not right. What is it?
Yes, sir. It's the one at 2100 UTC.
It is, Brenda. Thank you. Thank you, Naga. 2100 UTC. Okay, fine. So Pat, did you want to take the ATRT and I'll take the survey because I work with a survey team? Is that what you want to do?
Absolutely.
All right, then. I think we're good to go. This could be a record leadership team meeting. Wow. Yay, us. Is there anybody who has any other business on today's call?
Cheryl, if I may, this is Nagar. I apologize, I might have missed this. What are we discussing for topic A and topic B on the plenary call on Wednesday?
Okay, no problem, Nagar. No topic B at all. The whole thing will be, unless I think we'll stick with the survey in review of survey as the item number 3 in the August 7th agenda. But topic A is the only topic, so the majority of the call will be, as it's written on the screen, our review of ATRT2 implementation assessment. So we will review all of the review and discuss all of the input into the Google Sheet. And pay any attention and discuss any other notes that have been made based on the very brief introduction we did last week.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. I've captured it now.
Okay. Not a problem. Okay. The only thing I might mention is that Brian has asked to talk with Brian Cute's asked to talk with Pat and I, and I think there's a Skype call at some unearthly hour for me, midnight or something. Probably suits everyone. All the Americans will be happy. Obviously, he must be ready to put out another public comment document or something for the evolution work, and I suspect he wants to just double check with Pat and I where we're up to with the work of ATRT3 to see whether there's anything that we're doing that, you know, should belong in the other group. So if possible, if time permits, Pat, will we we might report on that in any other business on the plenary.
Yeah, let's see what comes out of it, and if there's something there that needs to be there, we'll be there.
Okay. So there's just a possibility that we will need 5 minutes in any other business, that's all, just from a time check point of view. Okay, then. We can wrap up today, unless anybody's got any other business for today's call. Brenda's noted the additional people as they've arrived. Pat's got nothing. In which case, I think the only action items, Nagar, are the ones about changing the agenda we've got on our screen to match the discussion, which is the agenda item 3 for the 7th August is now going to be the one relating to survey. That's about it, I think.
That is correct, Cheryl. I've captured that. I've also have an action item for staff to confirm organizing a meeting for the board work party request.
Perfect, of course, yeah. All right, good. Okay, well, I can hear the coffee beans being ground in the kitchen, so it's a great time for me to decide to wrap up the call. But does anyone else want to say anything? If not, Pat, unless you object, I think we've had a record. We are talking about 15 minutes of call because we started about 2 or 3 minutes late. So not sure we can do it any faster than that, people. Thanks, everyone, and talk to you all on Wednesday. Bye for now.
Okay, bye-bye. Bye. Thank you.
Thanks, everybody. Bye.